fell down from his neck. It is also a very good sign. This is the Agya De, Agya Mala. That Srimati Radhika is ordering him, come on. These are good signs. One thing I want to tell you, that I have realized and seen about him, that he deputed me once in Madras to serve his most obedient and loving disciple, Ananga Prabhu. He was so sick doctors came at last to see him and told that there is no nerve,
no pulse.
But he was shouting that I am going to Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna couple are calling me. And then he began to tell Hari Bol. He was telling that Gaurchandra is calling me. I'm just going to Vrindavan. About 100,000 persons were there. They collected and they were telling that how he is speaking. For about 15 minutes he was telling like this, I'm going to Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna are calling me. And Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Nityanand, always shouting. And my father, like Baba, for Gurudev, he used to tell him as Baba. Guru Maharaj used to love him so much that he used to sometimes to give him one chair beside, side by side, and he used to sit on the chair. So shouting this, I told him, O Prabhu, you are going to Vrindavan. Can you help me also to go to Vrindavan? You should tell Radha and Krishna and Gurudev that they should also call me. And he was not in sense, always telling Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Radhe Krishna, like this. I'm going to Vrindavan. And he left his body. I think he's better, more than less and less time better than Ajamil. That he was calling so many things. So if a disciple of a Gurudev is like this, we can anuman kar sakte hain.
Imagine
something. So, I've sent so many things which are written in Veda, Upanishad, Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam. And by seeing this, I have so much strong faith on him that he is certainly a parikar of
eternal
associate of Krishna. Without anyone cannot do all these things. I have realized so many things. From beginning I was engaged in his service. I have seen that he has so much strong faith in his Gurudev. For a disciple, it is very essential to have Guru Nishtha. Those who have no Nishtha, Guru Nishtha, and not faith like that, साक्षात हरित्वेन समस्त शास्त्रै रुक्तस्तथा भाव्यते एव सद्भिः। किंतु प्रभोर्यो प्रिय एव तस्य वंदे गुरु श्रीचरण। निकुंज जूनो रति के लिसिध्यै या जालिर्भि युक्ति रपेक्षणीय तत्राति दाक्षात वल्लभस्य वंदे गुरु श्रीचरण। If a disciple has not all this faith, that my Gurudev is Sakshat Haritva. Haritva means not Krishna, Vishaya Krishna, but Seva Krishna. So, I know that my Gurudev, with a strong faith I know. And something I have realized about this, that he was surely a Gurudev. Tasmat Gurum Prapaddeta Jigyasu Se Uttamam Shabde Parichan Nishanatam Brahmanupa Samashayam. Three qualities of Sadguru have realized three things in our Guru. If anyone used to go to him to ask anything, he knew all these things and he used to answer. He knew all the Shastra, Ved, Upanishad. Especially he was Vedantic Pandit. Sometimes we have seen in him Sattvic Vikar also, which he had not seen anyone. He had so much faith in Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that once he was sitting in his Calcutta mutt, Sri Gauriya Vedanta Samiti in Boshpada Lane, about in 1942. He had not a farthing with him. But so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and some of the disciples of very, very few of our Gurudev were there. At that time, that the day was of Ekadasi, and a god brother of our Gurudev, he came to meet Gurudev, his god brother. He was very fond of taking very delicious Mahaprasadam. Gurudev thought that by what tasteful Mahaprasadam I should serve him or please him. But Gurudev has not a farthing pice. Nothing. He came and he began to talk with our Gurudev. He was thinking what to do. After that, Guru Maharaj alone sitting on his bed and thinking something, his feet on feet was going like this. At once he saw that a bird, very little bird,
one sparrow,
came twinkling and twinkling, and he fell some pies, satana ki chawana, sawa pachana, sawa pachana, you know,
pachana is better.
A fraction, sawapachana koto paisa, chatu kasula is 17 paisa, 17th part of 100, 17% of a rupee. But at that time, he sent a person to the market and he brought so many vegetables, so many sweets, some days, and he served his god brother, and he became so pleased, and he went on. And then some sabji was made for all, for Ekadasi. And after some time, about half an hour, postman called, "Who is Keshav Maharaj? Who is Keshav Maharaj?" From Rangoon, he is one of the god brother named Srimad Bhakti Sarvaswa Giri Maharaj, senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada Sannyasi. Very learned, very scholar. He preached in
Burma
and eastern side of eastern countries. Was very powerful acharya, speaking so good. We are nothing in their front. He sent 100 rupees. At that time, the value of 100 means about more than $100. At that. And Guru Maharaj was weeping. By telling this story to us, he used to weep. So he had faith. And after this, he began to preach everywhere, by the sides of Ganges, both sides of Ganges, Calcutta, Shobhishwakna, Medinipur, and so many districts. And thousand disciples were there. In them all, two were prominent: Pujyapad Bhaman Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Bhaman Maharaj, and Pujyapad Vishnubhikram Maharaj. He was so qualified, he used to do what our Guru Maharaj wishes. I was like a very orphan boy, very orphan boy. Only I used to follow them. They had so much mercy upon me. Our age was, he was so beautiful, young, and his name was Radhanath. Bhaman Maharaj's name was
Sajjan Seva.
Sajjan Seva. So beautiful. I was so ugly.
And what was your name?
He used to preach where Guru Maharaj used to go, collect so many things for parikrama and all these things. At that, only we three were with him, preaching everywhere. I have heard that he was so guru-nisht that it is very hard to be like that. Unparalleled Guru Sevak, Guru Nishtha. He always used to keep his heart and life on his hands for this service of his Gurudev. He did not care even for his life. He has offered,
surrendered.
No. उनको चरणों में दे दिया था, offered in his himself in the lotus feet of his Gurudev. Once Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was doing parikrama that we are doing here. He was doing Navadvip parikrama, and on the day when Prabhupada with his thousands of disciples and all other pilgrims, he came to Navadvip town, and it is called Proudhamayatala. And he was giving lecture on Proudhamayatala and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was explaining the Mahatma,
glory of
Navadvip Dham, and especially of Koldev. In the meantime, all the Sahajiya Babaji and smart Brahmins, you know smart Brahman? Smart Brahman came and attacked him to kill him. Soda water,
and so many stone chips began to come towards Srila Prabhupada. There was also an elephant on which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting. So at that time, they were determined to kill Prabhupada. When they were attacked, then all began to go here and there, running here and there, with their life, keeping their feet on head, they began to fly away here, running and there. None were helping to anyone. All were seeing towards him, them, each other, that I should anyhow escape. But our Guru Maharaj, only he was trying to save Gurudev. He took him in a room there, who was so much favorable for Gaudiya Vaishnava, Prabhupada and all. So in his room, he took Srila Prabhupada. He gave his white clothes to him and took his renounce order, sannyas and all these things, all clothes. Became like Prabhupada. I think that some are telling that Guru Maharaj has not taken sannyas from him, but I see that Guru Maharaj, his danda, his yogpatta, bahirvas, everything he gave to our Gurudev. Why not he is sannyas disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Really he is sannyasi sishya of Srila Prabhupada. No doubt at all. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to give sannyas so many times. 3 times dand were prepared, door coffin was prepared. Prabhu was ready to give him sannyas. He told himself that Vinod should take sannyas. If he is not taking sannyas, then my whole preaching will be spoiled. But the secretary of Gaudiya that month, Srila Bhakti Vilas Tirthmaraj, his name was at that time Kunj Bihari Vidyabhushan. He prayed Prabhupada that if you will give him sannyas, that we cannot control all these things and whole management will be spoiled. So I pray you not to give him sannyas. He is sannyasi actually. So what is no need of giving? Really? What is called sannyas? To take a danda and door coffin is not sannyas. Those who is saranagat and especially giving his tan, man, vachan, जो अपना तन मन वचन गुरुदेव को दे सके, those who can give
his body and mind,
body, speech, mind, that is dandi. Those who are not giving, they are not actually sannyasi. In any white or red cloth. No harm. Rup Sanatan and all the Goswamis were sannyasi. All the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see, all were sannyasi. Bako Becham, Begam, Krodha Jiva Begam, Jiva Upastha Begam, Etan Beganja Bisahet Dhira, Sasabam Prathim Shishya. Those who are actually following this slok, they are certainly sannyasi. So Guru, I think that Srila Prabhupada has himself given redundant sannyas to Gurudev. So when he used to go to the samadhi of his Gurudev, he used to tell about Prabhupada, the glories of Prabhupada. That Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, they were helped by kings and very rich persons. But Prabhupada was not helped by any rich person or any king or anyone. Only by the help of, by the service of very young and kishore boys, he preached over whole world. In no time, you see that one has a disciple who took sannyas here in this place we are sitting here. His name was Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. His previous name was A.C. Bhaktivedanta, A.C. Abhayacharana. And he took sannyas here. We helped so much, Pujyapatra Bhikkhu Maharaj also, myself also, Gurudev also. And he went to Western countries, and in no time he spread the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Gurudev, and our disciple orders all over the world. He established so many mutts, about 60, and Gita Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they were translated in English in so many 50 and 60 languages of the whole world. So, you can know the glory of the person who is the sannyas guru of that person. And that is why he took shelter in his lotus feet for sannyas. They were also the very bosom friends. So, I cannot glorify so much. Time is also not so much. We will glorify in the midday when all will come. Pujya Bharaj Maharaj will also glorify him so much.
Thank you.
So I want to Tharo Abhijetu Tharya. Today is Kartik month, so we should listen something about Damodarashtakam. Damodarashtakam is written in Padma Puran. It is a Padma Puran written by Vyas. And in the dialogue of Narad Goswami and Shaunak Rishi, it was sung by a Rishi Satyavratam Muni. Though it was manifested by that Satyavratam Muni, but it is eternal, not written by anyone. Like Srimad Bhagavat is not written by anyone, Gita is not written by anyone. It is eternal. Vedas are only manifested by Brahma's mouth, but it is eternal. So this shloka is also eternal. In Satyayug, it comes from the mouth of Satyavrata Muni. Our Gurudev has told that not only for the Kartik month, but for the other days and other months also we can recite this kirtan. By doing kirtan and hearing it, this prema bhakti comes by this. It, we will do it very shraddha, honor, that then prema bhakti can come by the mercy of Radha and Damodar. The first shloka is that Namami Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhrajamanam Yasoda Bhiyolu Kalad Dhavamanam Paramishtamatyam Tasodurtya Gopya. I will explain it tomorrow in morning. I am telling only the word meaning. That once Krishna was of the age about 2.5, he was sleeping on the bed of Yashoda. Yashoda was at that time churning
curd
and singing. What singing? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. You can know that how beautiful she was. She was the mother of Krishna, without a very beautiful mother, any beautiful son or daughter cannot come. So she was the mother of Krishna, how beautiful and eternal, how she was beautiful. Wearing very patla kapda,
fine cloth.
Reshmi vastra, reshmi, you know,
silken cloth.
Her beauty was peeping from the cloth. She has very small kamar,
waist.
So beautiful. Golden ear was. And she was singing like this. The
bangles
were like kartal, and churning sound was like mridanga. Dhittan, dhittan. Those who don't serve Krishna, so much shy to them.
Fie on them.
Those who are not loving Krishna and doing service of Krishna, those who are not serving their Gurudev, those who have no faith, no nishtha in Gurudev, fie on them. If a smart think that our Gurudev, my Gurudev is Krishna, like Krishna, so why we should not do? In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, but Acharyam Ma Bijaniya. He has given Diksha Harinam to us. We should try to them. So those who are not serving Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Gadadhar, fie on them. So dhiktam. At that time she was so much absorbed, remembering Krishna and his boyhood
pastimes.
Krishna woke from his
bed
and he was telling, "Oh mother, where you are, mother, mother," and he was weeping. But Yashoda was so absorbed in chanting that he could not hear. Krishna anyhow came down from the
bed
and he was bitterly crying, but no tears. Because he was calling, but Yashoda Ma was not hearing, then tears began to come. He came to Yashoda Maiya and took by one hand
her bell
and by another
charming stick
he took in his hand. When charming was stopped, Yashoda was amazing, wondering, why it is so? She looked after Krishna and he saw, and he was sinking in the ocean of Vatsalya Ras, and he took Krishna, who was quite nanga,
naked,
and he took in his lap and began to
nourish.
And
milk
was coming automatic. So in this way he was doing, and after that what happened, and Krishna began to run in the
highway,
and then Yashoda was persuading him. So at that time the golden earrings of
Krishna
were kissing the cheeks of Krishna. So here Satyavrata is telling, "Namami Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Prajamanam." Krishna at that time was so beautiful. He was running. Earrings were
second.
Looking so beautiful, and he was so much Brajmanam, mane sushobhit ho raha tha. Kya hua? No.
Adorned.
Perhaps. So, Yashoda Ma was following. So, Gokule Brajmanam, who is he? Namami Ishwaram. I am doing pranam to Ishwar. Who is Krishna? He is Lord of Lords. He is the Supreme Personality of God. He is quite naked by the fear of his mother. And he is running so quickly. Sometimes looking back, "Oh, mother is coming." With fear he was running. And Yashoda Maiya, having a stick in his hand, was following. "I will give you a very good lesson that you cannot forget it, and you will never do like this." Krishna tell him, "Mother, why you are doing like so?" "Because you are thief." "Oh, I am thief? I am not thief. In our
dynasty
there is no thief. It may be that in your dynasty, your father dynasty, it may be thief. But in our dynasty, no thief." So this dialect was drawing, and at once Yashoda got it. We will explain in tomorrow morning. After this we will do parikrama, kirtan, and we will be engaged to prepare here to give offering in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. And Srila Prabhupada is there. And after that, from 9:30 or 10, we should all come here. We should gather here. And Vaishnava will come and they will glorify our Gurudev and they will do arkan here. They will offer Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. And then we will have aarti and all these things. And then Mahaprasad. In evening, we will sit here at about 4 and our daily program will go on. I request all the Vaishnavas that when they will take Mahaprasadam, they will certainly with a loud voice they should tell Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Salpa Punyavatang Rajana Vishwas Naiva Jaya Sarir Abhidyajal Jadendriya Tahekal Jyethale Vishayasagare Tarmadhe Jivati Lubhamaya Sudramati Take Jita Kathit Krishna Bada Dayamaya Karibare Diva Jaya Swaprasad Anna Dilubhaya Shayam Namrata Pao Radha Krishna Gunugao Premedakoti. All should shout. One person will tell first and all should follow, and then giving jai to Prasadam and Gurudev, we should take Prasadam. Don't forget that Mahaprasad is not any worldly thing. It is like Krishna himself. Krishna name, Krishna Mahaprasad, Krishna Charanamrit, his associate, Tulasi, all are like Krishna. So don't try to take Mahaprasadam to taste Mahaprasadam, but always try to serve. You should try to serve Kirtan, that I am serving Kirtan, I am serving Mahaprasadam, I am serving always Vaishnavas, I am serving Tulasi, everything. Not go to taste. So from this today, we are doing, but not in a systematic way. You should do all systematic. And always try to forget worldly things and always to remember Krishna pastimes or Krishna and to pray to Gurudev and Vaishnavas and to honor them. So I am telling. Go Premanand. Why?